Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went into the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. All parents love to talk about their children. As I listen to their stories about their children, invariably parents observe, sometimes to their own surprise, that each child requires a different approach and attitude on the part of the parents in child rearing. In rearing children, one size does not fit all of them. For instance, my brother and sister gave my parents a lot of grief, but I was a perfect angel. Therefore, they had to be a lot tougher on them than on me. Experienced coaches often say the same thing. Different players respond to different coaching techniques. One size does not fit all my players. One player you must coddle and compliment, while another you must criticize and correct and be tough on. So they will both play to their full potential. Business leaders share similar struggles with their employees. They deal with baby boomers differently than they deal with Generation X, and still differently than they deal with millennials. Lord, help us when the centennials become part of the workforce. We may have to force them to work. Anyone who mentors another human being, regardless of the field, knows that one size does not fit all. This can shed some light on the interaction between Jesus and the Greek Syrophoenician woman in the Gospel of Mark. She asks, like so many other people had also pleaded, for her daughter to be healed. But Jesus rather rudely replies, "For it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Now, if you or I had heard that rebuff, we would have felt highly offended and stormed off. But how did this humble woman reply? She said softly, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Jesus is pleased with her reaction and heals her daughter. Jesus, like any good parent, knows that one size does not fit all. And his easy, familiar attitude that he adopted with the Jews will have to change when he deals with the Gentiles, Greeks. In all such cases, however, our Lord wants each person to reach their full potential in faith. Have you ever felt that God was dealing with you differently than He was treating other people? When we become sick, or go through a divorce, or lose a job, or we are tempted to compare our lives with other people's lives and feel a deep sense of injustice. Why should others have a happy marriage and not me? Why did his stocks go up while my stocks plummeted? Why do their children still go to church while my children don't even believe in God? Why did I get cancer even though I exercise and I eat right, while my neighbor smokes and drinks and never gets sick? There are hundreds of other similar situations. From the point of the view of the children, there is clearly a different approach and treatment that looks very unfair. But from the point of the view of the parent, there is a profound awareness that one size does not fit each child. And what is also obvious is that a different approach in mentoring does not mean there is a lack of love. Indeed, perhaps parents love more tenderly the children they have to correct and be toughest on. Maybe God gave us children not only so that we could raise them right, but also so that we could see how God raises us. We raise our children so they will reach their full potential in life. God raises us so we will reach our full potential in faith. Praised be Jesus Christ.